The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. We have a live show for you today, September the 2nd, 2016. Now, this is a live show, but it is pre-recorded earlier because I have some things that I will have to be getting to, have some friends and family that are coming in, and so I need to pick them up. So what we're going to do is we're going to have our show a little bit earlier today. So let's talk about how we can support Black Talk Radio Network. Black Talk Radio Network can be supported by you by going to its crowdfunding campaign, and you can do that by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfunding digital black media/, or just going to the website of Black Talk Radio Network, and you'll see right next to home, you'll see the crowdfunding campaign that's ongoing. And this is important for us to maintain and keep Black Talk Radio Network on air. And you could do that by making multiple forms of donations or contributions right there from the website. The number one way that you could do it, the first option is to make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less. All contributions and donations are extremely appreciated. But you could do that by PayPal or sending a check or money order, and you could send a check or money order for any of the three options that you have, and you would send it all to the same place. Send a check or money order to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. Once again, make your check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And for that first option of $24.99, you will receive a monthly statistical performance report of the radio station as well as the social media operations via email. Make sure you give an email. So all contributions and donations are extremely appreciated. You can also donate and make your contribution at the website. Hit the donate button. Option number two, for just one penny more, You receive, in addition to receiving the email reports, you will receive a free comfortable Black Radio Station Matters T-shirt. These T-shirts are completely comfortable. And as an appreciation gift for your contribution, if you would like more than one T-shirt, then all you have to do is give the T-shirts come in intervals of $25 or more. So if you want two T-shirts, that's $50. Three, $75, four T-shirts, $100, so forth and so on. Make sure you include each size for every T-shirt that you will be receiving, and make sure you leave a good email, forwarding, or shipping address, as well as a phone number just in case something goes wrong, so that Scotty can reach you at the appropriate time if needed. Okay, option number three, you can become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. And in addition to receiving your monthly email reports and your free Black Radio Station Matters T-shirts, which is extremely comfortable, you will also be eligible to receive gifts from the network from time to time. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very important way in which we have to give our financial energy to the network so that this network can continue to do what it's been doing. Also, if you're interested in transferring your... Ooh, before we do that, also, everyone, now we have our own social media platform that has been established by Black Talk Radio Network. Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media platform just for you, and it is called BTRCommunity.com, and it's lowercase b, lowercase t, lowercase r, community.com, and all you have to do is go there, and you can actually engage in a social media platform that's been set up for you to protect you, your identity, to protect your interests, and to protect your opinion from others. And this is a great place where we can all start to get together to start to have more of a collective prudence and relying on each other, because it's very important that we do that. So go to BTR. It is only $24 a year. Yes, Facebook is free, but no, Facebook is not free. I call it FedBook. You are actually giving up so much on just because you're not giving up cash. Let me tell you something, people. We need to stop being addicted to cash, plain and simple. Start doing things that are in your best interest. $24 a month, $24 a year, which is actually $1 every 2 weeks. $1 every 2 weeks is a small for which some of the things that we're going to be doing on BTR Community, and it's well worth you actually engaging in that. So go to BTR Community. Establish your page there. If you have a business, promote it. If you have some ideas, let people know. If you have collective prudence, you want to be a part of the solution instead of being a part of the problem, and if you're someone that could work with others, this is where we will have to be. If you have some skills that can be assist, then that is where we should be moving. All of our skills should be put together to actually form and accumulate the best talent that we can, absent of any leadership. You don't need any leadership. Leadership is what man has taught you you need. And that's why this is why we have nothing, because all of the leaderships actually circumvent all of the attributes that the group has. What we need is collective prudence and working closely together. That's where your full potential will be respected and actually optimized and used to the overall benefit of all. This is where your true talents will really blossom. So go to btrcommunity.com, sign up, $24 a year, very small, and then let's get moving and rolling on this. Okay, so now, also, if you're interested in transferring your cash into real money, which you should be doing as a part of your savings plan, you can go to Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT.com. And before you do that, make sure before you you can go there, see what we have in inventory. If you'd like to make a purchase, definitely text me, 951-790-8330, or email me at wolf, W-O-L-F, the number 6, P-A-C-K, the number 1, at gmail.com. That's wolf6pack1@gmail.com. So before you purchase at Prosperity Mint, don't make sure you contact me. Let me talk to you. Let me make sure that you understand the overall process and some information I have to get to you that's in your best interest. So make sure you contact me before you actually purchase there. Okay? So, hey, everyone, we have a live show for you today. And usually we do what's in the news, but I only had what's in the news because of what's going on. It's a lot that's in the news. Since the last time we had Tando Radio Show, there's only a couple of things that we had in the news. So we're going to jump in. One of the articles is actually what we're going to be talking about today. So what's in the news? Here it goes. Here's what's in the news. So last night we posted, didn't post much of anything yesterday. I've only posted one article that we're going to be going to in regards to today's show. And today's show is Venezuela, the future look of America. That is, we didn't get to this yesterday. We will get to this today. There's a video that will be played at the last 30 minutes of the show. Scotty, if you would, just play that video at the last 30 minutes of the show. So let's jump into today's show. There's an article that I posted inside of BTR, and I'm not going to be posting inside of Facebook any longer, just so you know. There's an article that's posted there. And this article, and there's a bunch of articles that we really need to talk about. Ultra, and the article that's posted there from Reuters is ultra-violent gangs thrive in chaotic Venezuela despite crackdown. And this Caracas, that's the capital of Venezuela. Caracas, Venezuela. The click-clack of guns being cocked echoed in the cement safe house where seven kidnappers keep watch over Western Caracas slums. Their 33-year-old gang leader boasts of grenade attacks on police and growing wealth and power. So we're going to take a look at this article and also what's going on in Venezuela, because what's going on in Venezuela, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, is a prelude to what's going to happen here. Multiply that by 100. So this Reuters article, and there's a couple of other articles we're also going to be looking at that I have posted here. Hopefully we'll get to all of them. But first, let's get to the first article that is there. And that is, let me pull this up really quickly. No, it's already pulled it up. Here we go. And it's critical. Now, what I want you all to do is I want you to really put on I want you to think independently of what you've been schooled, what obedience that you've been trained in, the school of obedience that you, and I want you to think for yourselves about this. Just some fundamental things before we get going. We've talked about Venezuela before on Tando Radio Show, and it's critical that we pick it up because this is a warning to you why it's so important for you to prepare. And you do not want to be on the opposite side of this. I don't care how much cash you have right now. I don't care what your person is. I'm not a respecter of person. I respect people. Your personhood, it doesn't matter if you're a CEO or president of the United States or a president of a major corporation. If you are, regardless of what your title is, that means nothing compared to what's going. What really matters is you. Your living spirit is what matters. Like I said, I'm not a respecter of person. I respect people. Your personhood is what is going to actually cause the collapses of everything, because your personhood has been established by the overall economic benefit of someone else, regardless of what you do. And until we start to understand that our true intrinsical value is what the great creator has given us, what the great creator has actually given us as form as education, and walk away from the obedience school that man subjugates us in. Doesn't matter what man has given you. Most of the things, the lion's share of what man has given you has been actually been given to you to manipulate you. Your doctrine, your master's, your bachelor's, your schooling, your energy has been usurped for their benefit, ways and means. Your way of life provides for someone else's means of life. You pay for your birthright, which is not something that you have to do. And I think it's best and it's high time that we start to move to that, because what we're going to see is you're going to continue to see the Venezuelans, but pretty soon Venezuela will not be on anyone's list, will not be on anyone's radar. You know why? Because the great fall, which I think it may start happening this fall, the great fall of America will be on everyone's mind, because it's going to supersede all of the former financial crisis and financial collapses of the past. from the Roman Empire to all of the other ones. The fall of this country's economic downturn and economic displacement is going to be far greater. So this is why you need to know what's going on in Venezuela, so you'll know what it is that you need to prepare for, so that you'll have at the appropriate time, and then you can have your intrinsic value serve you and those like you. Where you stop having ways and means, your way of life providing for someone else's, you'll just have the means. And if you don't have the means, ladies and gentlemen, you will be far. There's nothing special about you in this system that they've created. They've patented. I don't care if you're a doctor or whatever. There's nothing special about you. If things were so special about you, they would not be paying you. You would be charging the system. So don't think too high of yourself from the standpoint of person, because there is going to be a humbling factor that is going to spread across this country like never before. And the key is that if you're humble before, and if you actually heed the overall warnings that have been given to you, not by me, but by the great creator, in my opinion, you can pick up on the energy of the dysfunction and the collapse. You should. If you're a Tando Radio show listener, if you're a Black Talk Radio Network radio listener, you should. You already have. That's why you're here. So let's jump into this so we can take a look at what's going on. This comes from Reuters. Ultra-violent gangs thrive in chaotic Venezuela despite crackdown. The click-clack of guns being cocked are echoed in the cement safe house where seven kidnappers keep watch over a Western Caracas slum. There, 33-year-old gang leaders boast of grenade attacks on police and growing wealth and power. Why do they have the growing wealth and power? Ladies and gentlemen, they have the growing wealth and power because the whole country has been destabilized and they're controlling the black market, which you should be preparing for now, because this black market here. One thing about the American society is this, and I will say about this, one thing about it is it will be resilient through a collapse on its black market. There's no other black market in the world that will have the hustle, that will have the game, that will have the structural foundation and the overall established hierarchy like an American black market. There's something about America does well on black markets because the overall culture of the government has been subversive anyhow, and dark and dismal and criminal anyhow. And I'm not saying that the black market is criminal. Most are, but the ones that you're going to need to function is going to be ones that's outside of view of everyone else, and it is going to be one that is going to be established based off of mutual respect. If you don't think so, look at the prohibition. It basically broke this country. The government couldn't enforce it. Why? Because the people would not obey. They said, to heck with you, to hell with you. Same thing in so many other black markets. The Americans have a way of establishing black market routes, routes, and methods like no other country before. But there are some countries, like the Ukraine, has a well-established black market. But the U.S. will, I think, have the gem of all of the black markets in its collapse. So now it goes on. Wealth and power. Venezuela's socialist economy is suffering triple-digit inflation, which the United States will have more than triple-digit inflation. United States, in my opinion, will have possibly multi-digit inflation. Multi-digit inflation, much more than Venezuela. Why? Because Venezuela was not the reserve currency nor the petrol dollar status. No country outside of Venezuela was really accumulating their currency. Everyone had the U.S., and believe me, they're sending it back to you because they don't want that trash. Give it to them. They've lived too high on the hog, too long, had a standard of a living that they didn't deserve. Now let them choke. Let them eat. Instead of cake, let them eat greenbacks. Let them eat bread. This is why, in my opinion, biblically, when Christ was tempted by the devil, said man can't live on bread alone. What is bread, ladies and gentlemen? It's a slang for what man has created as far as currency. But on every word that proceeds out of the great creator God's mouth, that is sustainable. So let's go back to the article. Here we go. It says, triple-digit inflation, several severe shortages, and a third year of recession. But gangs like this have found strength and profit in the chaos because, like I told you, the black market, this is why you need to be preparing so that you can engage in the black market, ladies and gentlemen. And if you don't engage in the black market, then you will be working for people that do engage in the black market, including the U.S. government. Here we go. They are teaming up with former rivals and buying heavy weapons to control even larger territories in the capital and beyond. The criminals, the government, and the criminologists say the majority of the other slums are France. It is not only us anymore. Now we can do business with each other, says this leader that sat at a desk with his face hidden by a black ski mask. He would only give his name, Anderson. Remember, read that again. The majority of the other slums are our friends. It is not only us anymore. Now we do business with each other, says the leader that sat at the desk with his face hidden by a black ski mask. He would only give his name as Anderson. Let me tell you why this is so significant. Let me tell you why the black market is going to do so well here. Because of necessity, because of people just, they come together when they can take advantage of someone else. It is such a bad thing, but it's so true. Why do you think there's other communities that come into the black community throughout this country and be able to set up shop? And then even though that they have people, family members or friends that they can't stand, don't get along with, but see, they come together to do what? To exploit you. Because there's something about exploiting people that we gravitate to where we understand that enemies have, big business has a way of making enemies friendly. And it's foolish, but it's true. See, we can't get together on the right stuff. You know why? Because the people that get together on the right stuff, even the people that start to put things together, they start to deteriorate it. Why? Because they'll say, it don't work, that won't work. As soon as people say, it don't work, and they start to give negative energy to it. Never do you see criminality where people say, that won't work. You know what people say? Yeah. But then they start to weigh if they would do it or not. This is so detrimental to our overall energy, and these are the things that we've been taught and we need to walk away from. They become our habits, and they become our habitual habits that we need to ignore. We need to be coming together now because we need to. It is the right thing to do. But guess what? It won't be as big as it should be. Not every member that listens, not every person that listens to Black Talk Radio Network and Tando Radio Joe will be a part of this. You know why? Because they're naysayers. They won't do it. But I guarantee you when this collapse comes, their butts will be wanting to do something. And they'll be willing to give up everything to do it. They'll be all motivated and eager then because they'll be hungry. But I would say to you, ladies and gentlemen, don't come now because you're hungry. Come now because you never want hunger to be have a place again. And if you don't want it to have a place with others, it won't find you either. So this is why it's so critical that we establish what we're going to be establishing through BTR community. So critical. So now, goes on. Now, so you heard him say that they have established alliances with other communities and other slums. Why? Because the collapse has offered them something great. So will it have here if you prepare for it now. If you don't prepare for it, you will not be a key instrumental figure. You'll be controlled by key instrumental figures, ladies and gentlemen. Don't think that you're that big and that bad. Yes, there will be some abnormalities. Some people will come up from absolutely not. Cool, that's good. But the likelihood of that happening was because you're going to be contending and fighting against everyone else in the country. If you weren't relevant in their system, what makes you think that you're going to be relevant in their collapse? You only become relevant when you know that you're relevant and you start to make decisions based off how relevant and how powerful you are. Then you realize something. You don't need their system. You'll actually use things of their system against the system itself to perpetuate your agenda, your free will, and your prosperity. So, it goes on. He says, the rampant inflation has forced the gangs to be even more active at seeking to cover skyrocket costs for weapons, drugs, and even food. We used to do one job a month, but now we're doing them every week, Anderson said, before a phone pings with a news of a drug delivery. Venezuela's economy is suffering 181% inflation. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you can definitely almost guarantee that the U.S. will probably even face probably 500% inflation. And maybe reach 1,000. And if you understand what that means, ladies and gentlemen, that means one pack of gum could actually cost somewhere around $1,000. But you won't be getting paid anymore if you have a job. In my opinion, we're going to be looking at no one having a job, but there's going to be much work that needs to be done. Where are you going to? How are you going to acquire goods when this economy collapses? The national debt has gone over $19.5 trillion, which you need to multiply that by 10 to see where it really is. It's mathematically impossible. This is why all the countries of the world are getting away from the United States. This is why the banking crisis is here, and this is why you're going to lose everything that you do not protect. From your pensions to your savings to your pride. It's critical that we start thinking from our original way that we were created to think free and independent. So it goes on. Venezuela's economy is suffering 181% inflation and shrank nearly 6% last year and is expected to perform worse in 2016. Basic products are scarce and food riots regular. Let me move this down. Yet gangs like this are thriving, the black market. Unlike a growing array of other armed groups in Venezuela, which include pro-government gangs, some small rival guerrilla and right-wing paramilitary forces, the street gangs are largely apolitical. They don't care about that. I am a political atheist. I don't go by anything that the system has established because I know it's fraudulent. It's filled with ubiquitous fraud. And I'm not for one side or the other side. I am for every word that proceeds out of the great creator's mouth. And not only that, from you being a creator yourself. I do not surrender myself and my powers of obedience by fear. There is no hell that you can put me in, nor one that you can tell me about that scares me. There is no threat that you can do physically of my demise or my death, because how can you kill me? You didn't give me life. I look at you for who you are. You're full of stuff. Because everything that I've known about you and seen about you has been full of stuff. And that's what the system is. It's full of stuff. So it's not one that scares me. It actually motivates me to action. You know, a coward and a person of valor both experience fear at the exact same time. The only difference is that the coward is paralyzed by the fear, while the person of valor is motivated to action. So many of us don't want to look at the truth because we're a bunch of cowards deep down inside. Please, Master, don't let this happen. Just don't let it happen. It's not going to 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 happen. The rude awakening is here. And I am speaking and delivering this to you because I care about you. But what you decide to do is your choice. And after you make your choice, my overall extension to you is limited. Because I've decided that I have to resonate in a different way. Not by fear. Not by cowardice. Not by refusing to resist. And not by playing by their rules so that they can rule. Listen, getting ready to go to a commercial break. We are not taking calls today because this is a pre-recorded show. So when we come back, we will definitely pick back up where we are. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium. Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Declare our rank on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rank of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 5. Just want to thank you all for listening to the show today. And we are talking about Venezuela, and as our brother Malcolm said, by any means necessary. But see, this is the thing. We invoke our primary and absolute and unalienable rights. Meaning that unalienable means it's not given to my man. It doesn't require what man says. Man becomes a bully and a taskmaster and an enslaver and a manipulator. So no longer do you have to listen or actually have a relationship with them, because they've lost the moral high ground by their overall rule. They create laws that they don't have to obey. They create debt that they don't have to pay, and they declare wars that they don't have to fight. So right away, no longer are they relevant, are they in the best interest with them, nor should you have any collaboration with them at all. It's time to walk away from the system, because it means you no good. It will always be the werewolf, the one that comes to devour you by famine, by disease, by poverty, and by war. And the only thing that kills the werewolf, ladies and gentlemen, is what comes from God's mouth, the silver bullet. So many things that we've been told that we've never really had a comprehension of what they really mean. That's what the werewolf is, ladies and gentlemen. It's the elite saying how they destroy and control you. And there's only one thing that actually kills the werewolf. It's a godly asset, because it has real intrinsic value. So that's why it's a silver bullet that kills a werewolf, the one that destroys you. So now, just before we went to the commercial break, we were looking at a very important article that Reuters had posted, and I want to pick it up from there about Venezuela. So it goes on to say in this article, oops, let me move it back down. It says that the street gangs are largely apolitical. That's because they are business. They are all about maintaining. This is one of the reasons why this collapse will continue to be as deep and as broad and spread, because too many people are going to be made wealthy off it, and too many people are actually going to be exploited by it. Do you want to be exploited, ladies and gentlemen? Because what's going to be coming here, what you see in Venezuela, is just a figment of what is going to be happening here. Far worse. The caste system that's coming is one in which that will actually capture far beyond the former caste system of before. Because it's all about resources, ladies and gentlemen. How many of you have real assets? How many of you have real assets that's not on a piece of paper? How many of you have a real asset that was created by the great creator God Almighty, and as opposite to how many assets are so-called assets that you have that man has created? Everything that man creates is a liability, ladies and gentlemen. And you're the holder of that liability. And the overall adverse side of that liability will actually be felt by you. The great creator's assets have no liability or adverse sides to them when you use them properly. They only become adverse when they're used and manipulated by men and entities like men that have a malevolent way of living. So the article continues. But as their reach grows, there's another destabilization factor for President Maduro, who is already struggling to govern a nation that is running short of food, medicine, despite vast oil reserves, and has one of the world's highest murder rates. Oh, hold on, Venezuela. The U.S. will surpass you soon enough in all of the bad indicators. He has responded with aggressive raids by soldiers and police. Stop right there. The president has responded with aggressive raids by soldiers and police. What is being set up here, ladies and gentlemen? Have not the police departments have been militarized? Have you not seen a much more tyrannical way of policing? Let me tell you why. Because the people that they're hiring fit that profile, and they know it. The people that they're hiring right now, see, this is one of the bad things, is that we're not in the process of any of that. Once again, we give blind faith to a system, and it always leads us to genocide. So just imagine, in the destabilization, from what you've seen already, they've already established the us versus them mentality and off on, so they win on every end. You don't even realize, we don't even really look at that. We are part of an asymmetrical warfare that we've been losing for centuries. Because we're too naive, too gullible, too intoxicated with poisons and toxins to see it beyond our eyes, but to see it with our intrinsical knowledge of who we are in our past, in our future, our ancestral communication. We haven't learned yet. We see, but we can't recognize what it is that we see. You know why we can't recognize what it is that we see? Because we're too busy upholding the shit to see it. So now, goes on. The article goes on. Sorry, missed my place. Here we go. Okay, he is responding with aggression raised by soldiers and police, which will be done here as well. Oh, in my opinion, because the soldiers that will be here, they won't be U.S. soldiers, so they'll be even worse, because the U.S. soldiers are going to be trapped in a war, a World War III and a global nuclear war on all ports and parts in diverse places on this planet, and then they won't have the means and ability to get, pay for their way to get home, because the U.S. government is going to be broke. They won't be able to buy the fuel to get them home. And every time they try to send some fuel somewhere, it gets sunk because it engaged in the war. And the fuel that they have here in the overall national reserves will have been bombed. Stuck like Chuck. Here it comes. So, a policy supported by many people sick of criminals, but which rights groups say leads to execution and an arbitrary arrest. Execution and arbitrary arrest. You're going to be seeing that here. CDC already said it. I read that to you yesterday. You've already saw where they're starting. It's already here, folks. Why? Because it's building for something much bigger. It's not going to get any better. It's going to get far, far worse beyond what you can actually conceptualize, because we haven't stopped to think and say, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. This don't add up. We don't ask questions. We're just led by their answers. Goes on. The article goes on to say, some criminologists warn that the raids encourage gangs to seek out even heavier weapons in defense. Some gangs are teaming up. There are still turf battles and internal disputes, and Venezuela is seeing more of the spontaneous violence associated with Mexican more powerful drug cartels. Police show Reuters images of bodies left mutilated, hanging from the bridges, or beheaded. As he spoke, Anderson henchman poked him, prowled around him, waving sniper rifles and pistols, charging ammunition clips and piercing through narrow windows into the rooftops and steep alleyways below, as reggae music drifted up. They have good reason to be on guard. 2 weeks ago, in the nearby El Valley neighborhood, two factions gang fought for hours, leaving six leaders dead. The victorious factions released a cell phone video showing a man's... Uh-oh. I won't say. I guess it was a murder. Anderson's gang stalks victims for days before snatching them and tries to get 5,000 to 10,000 ransoms paid in euros or dollars within 24 hours. He says his gang kills about 10 or several dozen kidnapped victims last year, usually because families didn't pay on time. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. What you're seeing in Venezuela is going to be far worse here. There will be people that will be kidnapped. There will be people that will be taken into all forms of slavery, from hard labor slavery to sex slaves to organ slaves to all forms of slavery. They will be harvesting people's organs to sell on the black market itself, and it will pitch a pretty penny. One of the things when the society breaks down, which it already has broken down once it's fundamentally established by the fraudulent and the ubiquitous frauds of the heart of men. I always say, because of men we have war, and because of women we have no peace. And what does that mean? When their hearts is foul, this is what they bring. Men bring war. Men will have aggressive ways of having wars, and women bring no peace when their hearts are foul. And this is what is going to happen. You're going to see all forms of kidnapping. You're going to see all forms of activity that is so animalistic. And I'm not talking about the animals of the wild. I'm talking about the wild animal of men's heart. The bestiality that men can come up with is great. So the article continues. In the first 6 months of 2016, the number of kidnap reports to one of several national security forces soared by 170% to 326 compared to the same period last year. These numbers are only going to continue. The total number of kidnapping is believed to be many times higher than that, since most victims never go to the police. It is unparalleled how many people will be snatched. Who will be snatched, ladies and gentlemen? Every single person that is seen as will bring some form of ransom. They actually will even snatch and kidnap the poor that have no ransom to give. They'll snatch and kidnap them, but to put them inside of their overall enslavement camp. History shows you this. Deny it, put your head in the sand, and think that America is such a great country that it'll never happen here, and then the only thing that you will be saying, I never thought. Because you never think to. Like Brother David said, if you don't conceive it, you can't achieve it. You have to start thinking beyond our situation. You even have to start thinking beneath our situation. What will we be contending with? What are the possibilities? And if that doesn't motivate you to get off of your rump and start to get ready for what's coming, I totally changed my tune, ladies and gentlemen, because we are in a spot that is guaranteed to go sideways. You don't have much time to doubt, to be scared, and to not prepare any longer. You go ahead and do that, and you will put yourself in an untenable situation. Now's the time for you to think from where you are in your situation. Do not give in to fear. Do not give in to the doubt, but start to think your way through things, because that's your desire. Whenever you think about some of the things in your life before, when you had the desire to accomplish something, it didn't matter what was before you, you thought your way through it. This is the exact same thing that you should be doing with this situation. But let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. This is not going to be the walk in the rose garden that you think. Many people that will prepare will not see far past the major events. Some people that haven't prepared will. But the likelihood of those individuals doing it is very slim. It's like the NFL. Not for long. When you don't prepare, you won't be here for long. Now, is that something that you should be afraid of? No, I don't think that you should be afraid of that. But I will say there's something I think that you should be cautious of. The energy that you leave here with is probably the part of the eternal energy that you will continue to keep. Change it for the better. So go. Here it goes. The article continues. The total number of kidnappers believed to be many times higher since... Okay. in this highly polarized country, one of the few things both the government and its opponents agree on is that the organized crime is a serious and growing problem. Well, what's the organized crime? It's the government itself. You don't get more organized than that. Come on, save it for somebody that will buy the garbage that you're selling. Even from prison, gang leaders are able to coordinate nationally with street thugs like Anderson, who started his life of crime at 13 and spent 10 years locked up for murder. Conspiracy? Maduro says crime is a part of the conspiracy by the opposition and the United States. His opponents blame his policies in armed pro-government collectivism, which have multiplied in the past 5 years. An opposition rule says that Mandarin, among the Venezuelan's most violent states, security chief Gonzalez traced the gang's strength to a 2013 attempt by junior minister Jose Avalos to negotiate promising gang members territories for peace, where they would give up crime in return for jobs as laborers and support raising chicken. I'm gonna read that to you again. In the opposite rule state of Mandra, among Venezuela's most violent state security chief Guzman traced the gang's strength to 2013 attempt by junior minister Avalos to negotiate promising gang members territories of peace, where they would give up crime in return for jobs as laborers and support raising chickens. Let's stop there, ladies and gentlemen. These are the usual steps that the government negotiate with their partners, the criminal element, because they're really in a partnership. These are what you see before the fall. This was done in 2013. Do y'all remember the story that we had earlier this year from Richmond, California, where the United States government had a program where they were going to be paying murderers cash in order to stop, so that they would stop murdering and actually be a part of an organization and a group that they were going to be funding, and they was going to be sending them to Mexico, and they was going to send them to Israel, and they was going to be sending them to different places in the world. And all of the places that were in the world were at the height of organized crime, because they were teaching those criminals to be more organized. And when they come back here to work for them, this is the same deal that Venezuela did with their murderers. They appealed to them by cash, women, drugs, and power. Same thing that they're doing in Richmond, California. It's the same program. And this is why they have their psychologists and their psychiatrists evaluating which of those people that were in the system because of murders that they so-called committed or may have committed, they wanted to see which one of them would be the most loyal to their overall system, because they were going to give them all the drugs, all the women or men, all the power, and all of the fame that they wanted, and all the weapons that they wanted. They were going to give them all of the training. This is why they were going to send them to Mexico to be a part of the overall schools of America. You remember Oliver North? The schools of America? And see, because we don't know these things, we think everything is a conspiracy theory. Yes, there is a conspiracy agenda against you, and it is going to be pillaging your families for generations, because we choose to be naive and we harbor this by not standing in resistance to it. It's the same thing the United States is doing right now in California. Why did they pick California? Why did they pick that region of California close to Oakland? Why did they pick that area in particular? I'm going to tell you why they picked that area in particular. because when no other part of this country was willing to stand up with the government was armed, that part of the country in Oakland from the Black Panther Party was one of the first places to do it. Let me tell you something about the West. They don't mind. They are different when it comes to a fight. And you think the PSYOPs programs by this country is unaware of that? No, the only people that are unaware of the strength that we have in our community is us. The exact same thing that the United States is doing that Venezuela has done. Why? Because the same events are coming. They want to actually indoctrinate the criminal element to work for the government. It's organized crime, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we're really contending with. And the article goes on. The article continues. They used the money to buy new weapons and vehicles, says the Crew Cut Police, whose officers carry 9mm and 9mm and field out gun by gangs who have heavier weapons on the black market, a trade the government accepts is fueled by the corruption in the army. Let me hit that again. I missed that. Let me move this down. That's why I had a problem. My internet is a little slow, so it doesn't come down as fast. Okay, here we go. They use the money to buy new weapons and vehicles, says the Crew Cut Police, whose officers carry 9mm pistols and feel outgunned by the gangs who buy heavier weapons on the black market, a trade the government accepts is fueled by corruption in the army. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be a black market for everything in the future. And this is why you need to be preparing because of that. Article continues. They have almost become guerrilla forces, guerrilla and crime, Gonzalez said. In a 2015 interview with local media, Avalos denied giving up territory to the gangs as a policy. Of course, you're going to see this exact same type of thing here. Oh, this is why these emails and all this other stuff, there's so much in these emails that's far beyond what you think. What's really in these emails is how the overall collapse, martial law, and the destabilization of your life is going to be a part of it all. This is why none of this stuff could be put out to open, because it implements everyone, from the corporations to the politicians to the overall citizenry and to the 501Cs, who you already know who they are. If they're a billionaire from a 501C, that's because the government is, they're actually working for the government, and the government allowed them to do that and position them there to do just that. Wait until you see what the churches do when this economy collapses. Nothing. Like it's been doing within the collapse, within our overall economic and social structure for so long. It will not be a place of refuge, ladies and gentlemen. It will be a place of slaughter. You don't think so? Look at the Roman Catholic Church and look at all of the children that they've molested, enslaved, murdered. And you think that the churches and the 501C, the religious 501Cs here in America will be immune because your church is above and beyond that, they're good people? No, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to pay you to take a blind eye to it all, and likelihood most will take the pay. And they will be a part of the system, because what they're going to do is they're going to go to them and say, this is what we need you to do. This is why Eric Holder 2 years ago went to all of the black churches and said, you need to be more politically activated in the pulpit, which is illegal. And this is why they're doing it now. Don't believe me? Look it up for yourself. Do the research. Don't call something a conspiracy theory until you've vetted it for yourself. How about you just didn't know? exact same thing is going to be happening and has already happened here, and it is moving in the same direction. But this tsunami is going to be much bigger than the little waves that are running up on Venezuela. It will be a galactic tsunami that will overtake the United States. It goes on to say, what is not in doubt is that the gangs like Anderson often call the shots in Venezuela slums, not police. He says the National Guard, a unit of the army used for internal security, also work with them. Why is this, ladies and gentlemen? Because this is what the government profits off of. Remember what Venezuela did? They now signed where every person is required to be going to the fields for 30 days and can be extended 30 days longer to work in the fields without pay. This is modern day forced labor slavery day. Obama signed into executive order just not too long ago. Keep thinking that everything is cool if you want to, until the kidnappers, the labor force kidnappers, the manipulators, until the lines that come. Wait until we talk about the lines in Venezuela and what's going on in them lines. So one more minute before we hit this commercial break. Here we go. They are in business with us. We buy ammunition from them, tactical vests, whatever we need. And they warn us when they are going to send some cops. Ladies and gentlemen, the setup in this country is already fit for this to happen here, and it's been happening. Because they've already created the great divide where we're not thinking asymmetrically, we're thinking emotionally about what's going on right now. We're not taking an asymmetrical approach to it all. And I would say for every Tando Radio Show listener and every Black Talk Radio Network listener, we need to have an asymmetrical response, like Russia said. There will be an asymmetrical response. We need to have one as well. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we will pick up where we are. This is Venezuela, the mirror of America to come. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio, new black media for the new millennium. Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium. Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Today is September the 2nd, 2016. We do not have a. This is a live show that we're having right now, but it is a pre-recorded show. We recorded this earlier today. By the time you're hearing this, it will be 5, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, wherever you are in the country, 3 o'clock or 4, depending on where you are in the country. We've recorded this earlier because of my scheduling. So we're having a show about Venezuela, the mirror of America to come. And I hope that we are learning something and we are becoming more and more proactive as to what it takes. And ladies and gentlemen, we are going to establish some things within BTR community to help you with that in a more direct and prudent way. I never really wanted to be on Facebook. There was a group that we put together called RDP. I never wanted to be on Facebook at all because it's Fedbook. And I realized that I did not want to jeopardize some of the people that I have relationships with in our overall preparedness groups throughout the country, but also, I just knew that it wasn't the best vehicle, even though it was convenient and free. And there is no such thing as it being convenient and free in the setup. It's like fast food. If fast food is convenient, it ain't good for you. It's cheap, but it costs you in the long run, just like Fedbook. So I think it's important that we move to a more holistic way of doing business in BTR community. That's lowercase b, lowercase t, lowercase r. Community is the place to do just that. Yes, it costs $24 a year, but it is neither, it's better set up, more secure, and it was actually set for you. It was actually put together with your demographics and your overall thought process in mind. It is a measure of where we can use it to prepare and communicate throughout the country on what's going on and to establish our own lanes of assistance appropriately. So I think it's critical that we're going to do it. And I'm going to tell you something. As things go awry, you're going to see that the disagreements that you have with people are going to quickly go away because they are very futile and very immature now, because we've been very immature in how we've been raised as Americans. Very naive and immature, have a sense of entitlement. Well, that is going to come crashing down, and that leverage that's going to be behind it is going to be a very painful one, one in which you will not like, and people that have grown up as typical Americans think they are going to be adversely hindered, hurt, and displeased by it all, because it is going to be a hard, hard rock to swallow. But the world won't care. The world is going to actually suffocate you with what you thought was the greatest country in the world. So I laugh every time I hear someone say that inside my head. I laugh at them. Like, really, do you know the history before you make such an asshat statement as that? So let's get back to the show. Here we go. Okay, so we picked up, left off. Okay, here we go. The government does... the government did not respond to Reuters' request for an interview for this story. Speaking from the headquarters of Venezuela's equivalent to the FBI last week, Maduro blamed U.S. populist culture for the rise of drugs and gun crime in Venezuela since 1990, and said gangs have become more of a paramilitary in nature since 2014. And let me tell you, there is an ongoing anti-gun where they are trying to get guns from the general population's hands, just like they're doing here. They are actually burning guns and destroying guns in public form inside of Venezuela, and that's exactly what this celebrity figurehead that's running for president here wants to do. Guess what? Both of them do. They both going to do it because they're following agendas. They're following their overall orders of what's coming. And believe me, what you're seeing in Venezuela is going to happen here. They have an anti-gun movement in Venezuela like you wouldn't believe. They're giving people food for the gun. Wow. They're forcing that by the gun. How hypocritical. So it goes on to say, since 2014, as well as offering some gangs members a way out, the president has responded with tough raids, sending soldiers to poor neighborhoods and so-called People Liberation Operations, or OLP, emulating the Iron Fist strategies used to fight gangs in Central America and in Brazil. It's our turn for combat. Let me tell you, who wins in all of this situation? The people don't. Innocent people that are trying to who didn't even know that these things were going to be coming, had no decision in them all, and their adversity effect, and their whole way of life is destabilized. This is how you control people. The attack is on the general population, because the general population has always been at war with the governments. They just were too naive enough to declare it. But they're being victimized by the government's war against the people. This is how you destabilize and ensure that the overall system of enslavement and subjugation is never, ever challenged. You do it through chaos, confusion, crisis, and collapse. We must wake up and change our overall direction. Article continues. The OP... Let me move it. It's our turn for combat, the president said at the event. He gives some police a 50% wage hike in a bid to counter the dwindling value of their salaries. There will be. Let me tell you, this is crazy. The OLP, which sends police and soldiers sweeping through the streets, grabbing suspected criminals from their homes, and are popular with the public. Think about that. Who do you think that they're going to be targeting? They're not going to be targeting people that are targeting the people. They're going to be targeting opposition to them. This is where that martial law says it comes. This is martial law, ladies and gentlemen, where they're going to be actively, arbitrarily. This is the Patriot Act in act. The NDAA, ladies and gentlemen, in act. No, this ain't just some small, this ain't just Venezuela, some country who had a standard of living that was far exceeding and better than the United States for a very long time, and now is way below the overall third world country status. It is a country in chaotic anarchy. And this is their NDAA and their Patriot Act being set out. Where's the NDAA from, and where's the Patriot Act from? Why do you think that they wrote it? Because they plan on using that crap against you, folks. So don't prepare if you don't want to. They're glad that you won't, because then you'll be an easy mark for them at the appropriate time. And what I mean by easier mark, well, they won't have to send any resources against you at all. The lack of resources that you will have will consume you. Goes on to say, the OLP, which sends police and soldiers sweeping through, grabbing suspected criminals, are popular with the public. A relief of the president, whose overall support is barely 25%, according to recent polls. But they have also left a trail of extrajudicial killings in the poor neighborhoods. If you think that we've had extrajudicial killings in our neighborhoods in the recent years, well, you ain't seen nothing yet. And their success in lower crime is questionable. In lowering crime is questionable. Venezuela murder rate last year was 58 per 1,000. Venezuela's murder rate last year was 58 per 100,000 inhabitants. Official numbers show second only to Honduras globally. Wait until the United States collapse happens. You're probably going to look at a murder rate of over 200 per 100,000 people. Why? Deagle Report tells you that, ladies and gentlemen. A recent private calculation, the assistant professor of political science at the University of Pennsylvania put the number even higher, at 68 per 100,000 people. The president's attorney general, Ortega, warned in July that the OLP creates more violence and, complaints of multiple reports of abuses. Venezuela leads human rights groups. Piranha says that OLP contributes to 270 extrajudicial killings at the hand of security forces in 2015, the highest number since 1992. The operation also encourages gang leaders to unite and seek more powerful weapons, says Avila. The parts of the groups of Venezuela's and foreign academies research crime in the country. At his safe house, Anderson confirmed that it's better to work together than to be enemies. It is better to make war with the police than with each other. Let me tell you why that is so. 10 years ago, I was at a community relations meeting. Well, it was about 12 or 13 years ago, as a police officer in Los Angeles. And I said to the community at this community meeting, I said that there is going to be a time that is changing in this country. And I wasn't really speaking to the community, so the community thought I was speaking to the police department and the line staff officers that was there, with the chief being the head one, and Chief Parks of Los Angeles was the chief at the time. And I said, it's going to come to a point where things are going to drastically change in this country. And this is one of the reasons why I knew it was time for me to leave. I said, a society that's ready to wage war on its police better first make peace with its criminals. And I said that pretty soon the community will make peace with this criminal. And it went over their head. Why is that, ladies and gentlemen? That is because the government is going to ensure that there is no peace for the people, and so that they will respond by making peace with their criminals to wage war against the system. So they think. This is why this is a deadly trap, and has been played out throughout the globe, throughout the world, at different times and different intervals. This is nothing that we can just shook off as, oh, it won't. Oh, yes, it will. And fathers, if you have daughters, the ungodly things that are going to be coming upon them if we are not prepared, you will have no one to consider at fault other than at your feet. Mothers, what your sons will be going through and what will have to endure, the ungodly things that are going to happen, and what they're going to be challenged with, tempted with, and consumed by, is beyond anything that Shakespeare has ever been able to work. Stephen King, Oliver Stone, anything that they've ever been able to write in Hollywood. Many of us watch a lot of movies, and we've seen the different movies that they have out. Those were entertainment things, just a small tidbit piece of. But see, this is the bad thing: when you actually have to live in these things, you are constantly caused to be on guard and to fight against the wiles of a feral mind, because everyone here is going to go feral. The only sanctuary will be those that have built that sanctuary before the collapse. People's DNA will change by the stress. Have you seen the researches about what stress does to the brain? And the stress that's about to come upon people is going to totally change them. Your God-fearing, loving grandmother is going to be a mass serial killer, or the victim of one. This is what's happening. And this is, you may not like to hear it, but I really don't care if you like to hear it. I know this is something that we need to tell you, and you make your own decision. Don't listen. Don't be a part of. Continue to do. Continue to watch mainstream media. Continue to carry their talking points about Trump, about Hillary Clinton, about what's going on in, I don't even know, with this celebrity and that celebrity. Old football season is coming up. Fantasy football is here. This and that. You go ahead and do all of that. The party's over. When you choose to ignore what's going on, the party's over for you. But fight on. Enjoy. Because it all comes to a drastic end. And I just hate to see that it's within this generation that the collapse. Your grandparents and your great grandparents, they had some of their hard times, but they ain't seen nothing like this. The Great Depression is going to be like someone was just laid off for 2 hours in comparison to what this is going to be. So that was that article. It's another great article, and I posted inside of BTR yesterday. It says Venezuela crisis forced life to wait in line. And this was a repost that I put, and it's from a CBS News. And what it has is it has a sister there that's breastfeeding her child. And here it is. And this was from earlier this year. And these pictures are so pointed. And here's the article. July 2012. 2016. This is about when we posted it. And this Tuesday, May the 3rd, photograph. Let me see, move this down. Nanina, Venezuela, 16, breastfeeds. She's 16 years old. Breastfeeds her 1 year old son, Joangel, as she waits in lines outside a supermarket to buy. In Caracas, Venezuela, Tuesday, May the 3rd, 2016. Her name is Velasquez, once had to run down the block to avoid getting caught up in a knife fight that broke out when a woman was accused of cutting in line. They have knife fights for people cutting in line. You all know how you know the Black Friday mentality of people here. See, these people are in lines. Wait until this stuff comes here. People ain't going. Soon as the food come up, people are going to run out and start killing each other to get to, and literally killing. People are going to be stabbing each other because they've already indoctrinated. They've already schooled you in obedience by continuously engaging you and telling that Black Friday was something that was for you. They've never given you anything that was worth your while. They've only taken to you. They've never given you anything of value. They've only given you everything of your own self-destruction, Black Friday being one. And they see what they were smart about it. They engaged in that nonsense for decades until you fell asleep on it. Oh, this is nothing. You know, dude, hey, got to get a new deal. Got to get a deal. This is a deal. We're so addicted to cash that we've lost our overall understanding of what real money is and what real assets is. We've walked away from God's economy. And we fully uphold man's, the great deceiver's economy. This is why we have the enslavement. See, everybody wants a slave. Nobody wants to be one. We had no problem here in America having the standard of living and the quality of life that we had as long as we continued to have it and was able to party, to enjoy it and everything else. We didn't give a good damn how the government was getting that type of quality of life. How they were getting that type of quality of life is that they was having slave shops and enslaving people throughout the world in order for you to have the standard of living that you have now. Now you thought that you were privy to that. This is the greatest country in the world. You should be honoring its soldiers. You should be honoring what it does and this and that, and engaging in all forms of idol worship. But see, what you didn't want to do is you didn't want to look at the truth of who they were actually exploiting to have that overall quality of life. But guess what? The world didn't forget, and they're going to get you now because of it. And this is what's going to set them up. The same Black Friday trick they hit you with, they're hitting the rest of the world with. Check it out. So this article has 13 photographs. And here it goes. I won't have time because we're going to have to get going. This is from Venezuela. The people are waiting in lines in front of a drugstore were dazed with heat and boredom when the gunmen arrived. The robbers demanded a cell phone from a 25-year-old in the black shorts instead of handing it over. Let me move this down. Jordan Perez took off running. 8 shots rang out and he fell face down. The dozens of shoppers in line were unmoved. Let me tell you how this is setting up, ladies and gentlemen. Many of you maybe not even seeing it. What happens now if there's a fight somewhere? Everybody breaks out their cell phone to record it. No one interjects to stop the fight. A lady can be stabbed on a train. Brother Braggs and I was talking. A lady was stabbed on the train, and what did the dumb people on the train do while the attacker was stabbing the lady? Broke out their cell phones and taped it. So you're going to be recording your own murder, ladies and gentlemen, because one day you record, next day you're being recorded. Do you see the setup of this stuff, folks? So these gunmen come into this line, try to jack this young man for his phone. He doesn't give it up. He starts to run. They shoot him, and what happens to the people in line? Oh, well, that's because they refused to prepare. And when they refused to prepare, they had to be subject to that line and that type of environment. Your daughters and sons are going to be in that environment until the war starts. Then they're going to draft your daughters and sons to go fight for them. Do you see the setup? We have lost our overall connection to each other. We have become barbaric relics. We have become barbaric in our overall reaction to things. It goes on to say, dozens of shoppers in the line were unmoved. They held their place as the gunman went through Perez's pocket. They watched as thick ribbons of blood ran from the young man's head. And when their turn came, they bought 2 tubes of either ration. Toothpaste? All right. No, sorry. They bought 2 tubes each of rationed toothpaste. They were willing to stand in line and watch the murder of someone get robbed for their cell phone. They didn't move, get out of line, didn't do anything else. They stayed in line and got their toothpaste. Unmoved. This is what's being set up for you, ladies and gentlemen. The Hunger Games of America is going to be quite steep indeed. These days, you have to put the line above everything. The pharmacist, Mendoza, said, who was there that morning, these days you have to put the line above everything, you being in line to get your goods. Guess what else will happen? You will get to the point that even your daughter or your son was in line and somebody tried to come to rob them, you wouldn't get out of line to help them. And you'd be like, oh, well, because we are moving to a place to where we don't even have that overall connection to each other at all. You are in the crosshairs of a very demonic a cult that loves the human sacrifice, and they're going to get you to love the human sacrifice as well. So I'm not going to read the rest of this. We'll pick this up. I thought it was going to go a little bit faster, but there was something that I wanted to say. There has 13 pictures in this posting. I posted this from CBS News yesterday, and from the mainstream media propaganda network CBS News. Venezuela crisis forces life to wait in line. 13 photos that are there. One of the photos that I want to show you and that I think is very critical is of an older lady. It's the first photo. Waiting in line in Venezuela, it says, as Venezuelans' lines have grown longer and more dangerous amidst the staggering economic crisis, they have become not only the stable for everyday life, but a backdrop to death. In this photo, Ms. Carrera is aided by a fellow shopper after falling in a food line outside of a grocery store in the afternoon in Caracas, Venezuela, on May the 5th, who said she hadn't eaten all day, had spent hours staring blankly ahead in the line for the elderly when her gaze suddenly became more fixed. She tilted backwards, and no one was there to break her fall. Her head smacked the concrete, and when she came to, she... Whenever you have... That is a clear indication that this lady probably died because of this, her fall. Her brain started to swell. That's why she was vomiting. Here it is, this elderly lady is in this line. They all have to get in line. Why do they get in line, ladies and gentlemen? Because the collapse caught them off guard. They weren't prepared for it. So they had to do, just like they have FEMA regions and they're going to have FEMA lines, and just like Katrina, people were waiting for assistance and just waiting and waiting, and people were dying all over the place. It's already happened here, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to happen here, but it's just not going to just be in one city, one state. It's going to be every darn where. This is where people will go from civilized to feral immediately. Listen, we're going to get out of here. We're getting ready to go into a commercial break. When we come out of a commercial break, Scotty's going to play this video about Venezuela. Very important. This is part one. We're going to pick up from here on, God willing, the next time that we're on Tando Radio Show. I'm going to see if I'm able to do something with you all on Monday. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I am actively preparing for this. You should be as well. And we're going to establish some things in BTR community to where we can actually have a network, an underground network of us all. On Facebook, it was a system where it was you and your group. Now it's a matter of us and our group, because we will have a more secure way of communicating. Okay, everyone, we're going to go to the commercial break. And when we come out of the commercial break, Scotty, please play the video, and then I will talk to you all, God willing, next week. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. When we come out of the break, Scotty will play. Let me see if Scotty was able to upload. If he was uploaded, I can do it here myself. Won't need Scotty's. Nope, wasn't there. So Scotty will play the video that I sent to him. So much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Hey folks, it's Fernando doing another video for Tomorrow Survivalists, and today I'm going to be doing a video about some of the lessons learned of the economic collapse in Venezuela. It actually started several years ago, of course, with Hugo Chavez, and it's been a long road, but definitely downhill. And as of right now, the situation is certainly unbearable. I mean, people are just starving on the streets of Venezuela. So I found this article. This is from Mail One, The information isn't that great, but especially the pictures I liked because they illustrate very well some important points. So let's get to it. Let's start with the title over here. It says, "Exclusive, why shouldn't we enjoy ourselves just because the country is burning? Super rich socialists quaff champagne in Venezuela country club while middle class mothers scavenge for scraps in the gutter. And even the dogs are starving." Right, that's the introduction. A couple of things here already that I'd like to point out. First of all, the idea of middle class Venezuela, there's really not much left of a middle class to begin with. All right, there's this, the thing that happens in a place like Venezuela when it collapses is that most of the middle class actually becomes poor. There's very true middle class left. And you'll see in a second what I mean by that. What's called middle class in Venezuela is just plain old poor by anyone's standard. What happens when a country goes down like that, and I saw that in Argentina as well, is that maybe 95% of what used to be middle class ends up being poor, and maybe 5% or maybe on the upper middle class survives and stays that way, but usually it's most of the middle class becoming poor. Then about super rich socialists, I don't know about that in terms of just calling everyone that is rich in Venezuela socialist. And actually the article in itself contradicts this headline when it talks about the rich people actually being diplomats and CEOs of companies and that sort of thing. And besides super rich socialists, it's kind of a contradiction on its own. You have, and socialism is like one of those key words used a lot by the media today. The thing is that you can be rich, especially in a place like Venezuela. If you're very rich in Venezuela, you are in one way or another linked and associated or in some form of agreement with the current dictatorship. There's really not much of a way around that. Now, there's nothing wrong with being rich. I mean, you can be extremely wealthy and you can have achieved such getting to that point, you can get to being very rich by very honorable means. If you are an honorable person that works hard, makes money, right? Yeah, you can get to be very rich and be a very good, honest person. Now, you're going to be somewhat of a capitalist to some degree, because if not, you are not going to be rich. It's a contradiction on its own. But let's get to that here. So this is what they show as the country club in Venezuela, what it's like, and it's a pretty nice pool here, and it gets like the clubhouse and such. I mean, there's really nothing that here in Spain you find this and much better all over the place, and it's not considered anything too exclusive. Many places are just like that or better, but I suppose that for Venezuela, where people are really starving to death, this would be very luxurious. And yeah, they spend their days playing golf and such while the rest of the country is in a pretty disastrous situation. And yeah, they have their butlers or waitresses or whatnot with candies and chocolates. And then you have, this would be like the middle class people in Venezuela. The middle class folks are the ones making $10 a week and barely surviving. And as you see here, the shelves are empty. Now, another thing I'd like to point out, how ridiculous it is that a country like Venezuela, which is pretty large, it's a pretty big country, you're not talking about a little island that has no means of production. They're talking about a big country, big enough country for sure, with a wonderful, perfect climate for growing absolutely everything that you could possibly want. So you have land where everything just grows like crazy with a tropical climate, and then you have a lot of oil as well. It makes no sense whatsoever that Venezuela is going through this kind of situation. And this is purely, exclusively a political mistake. And it's a political mistake by these same people that are now suffering it. Okay, this is probably what used to be middle class in Venezuela. This woman here picking up the garbage and eating out of the trash on the sidewalk, right? Even dogs are starving as well. Yeah, regarding dogs, this is something that I saw in Argentina as well. In back in the day when things went down, a lot of people started turning their pets loose. They just dumped them on the streets. And you know, my neighborhood was maybe a little bit of an upper middle class, so maybe it wasn't as bad. But in the surrounding communities and neighborhoods, lots of folks that had, you know, fancy, you know, pure breed dogs, they ended up turning them loose. And many of these, especially the medium or larger ones, would gather in packs and, you know, just go through garbage and even attack people in a very National Geographic type of dog pack, you know, going back to their basic instincts and acting like wolves. And people got attacked, and some people even got killed by that. So it was an issue. So yeah, a lot of these guys just end up eating out of the garbage, while at the same time, these folks, you know, have their lives in their country clubs and whatnot. Membership costing £27,000, made like $80,000-$90,000, and they have their kids, their families. Are these all evil, bad people, as the article headline sort of suggests at a point? You know, I don't think so. I mean, many of these are probably not evil people or not bad people at all. They have their families, their wives, their children and such. Yes, it is true that anyone in Venezuela making money, and it's the same thing in Argentina, in these corrupt countries, that's the key word, guys. And here's maybe one of the most important lessons that I want to transmit with the video. It's not about being socialist, it's not about being capitalist. What you cannot be, what you cannot have as a head of state in your country is someone that is corrupt, all right? And that's something that I learned in Argentina. I mean, During the 90s, we had this guy here as president of Argentina. This is Carlos Saúl Menem. He was the president during most of the 90s, and he was, you know, capitalist. Yeah, I suppose. Well, not in the old school type of capitalism, but he was definitely a right wing, conservative, very business friendly kind of guy. But he was extremely corrupt, and he destroyed the country. And after that, we had this same. Both of these are from the Peronist movement. Menem was Peronist, so is Cristina and Néstor Kirchner. The exact same thing, but you know that the thing in common was, you know, this guy was from the right. These Néstor Kirchner and were both right, but they had a left-leaning agenda in their speech, even though they were pretty much bankers themselves. But they had that populist nationalist bullshit speech that is fairly popular. And the thing that they both had in common was corruption. That's the thing that you should never go for, okay? You never vote for corruption. You never go for the lesser of two evils. Back in 2001, we had the option of choosing this guy again. He was going again for the presidency after having two terms. He wanted to come back. And we had this guy, we had Néstor Kirchner to choose from. And a lot of people chose the lesser evil. The lesser evil back in the day was this guy. People didn't even know his name. In the media, in the 8 o'clock news, they didn't know the name of this guy who was running for president. But since we knew the other guy was bad, we went for this one. But I didn't vote for this guy, right? I can at least say I didn't vote for him, even though the entire country is responsible. In the same way that people of Venezuela are responsible for the disaster that they have to live with right now, the people in Argentina are responsible for the disaster they're still trying to fix, because most of them voted for this guy. You know what? Don't vote for a lesser of two evils, because sometimes the one that you think is a lesser of two evils is actually worse than the one you already knew, okay? Keep that in mind. If there's no one to vote, you know, empty vote. Just, that's what I did. For over a decade, I didn't vote because I wouldn't be voting for this bastard right here. And I sure wasn't going to be voting for Menem. No way. Right? And I didn't have any candidate. Don't fall for that trap of you have to choose between this corrupt politician or this other corrupt politician. If both of them are corrupt and those are the only options you have, you don't vote for anyone. You just vote a blank vote, and that's it, as a form of protest. know, and these guys in Venezuela, they probably thought they were doing things right. They probably thought that the Chavez revolution bullshit was the right thing to do, and they supported it. And this is how they ended up, you know, empty shelves. And these folks have to wait in line. I mean, Venezuela for some time, they didn't even have toilet paper. I'm sure it's still a problem today. Basically, they lack absolutely everything. They basically destroyed the national industry by overtaking it with corruption, with mandatory prices that made no sense and were unsustainable. They destroyed the national industry. And they were living out of the oil that they got, importing pretty much everything. So all these guys here, they're all responsible. You know, Chavez was voted into power. So these guys are responsible for the hell they created themselves. Now, don't get me wrong. Many of these are fighting what they always knew. Maybe they realized later. Maybe they're just realizing it now and they're fighting it. But they... You know, some of them may even be dying fighting the regime that they have to live under right now. Notice something else. Most of these guys are pretty skinny as well. They're very thin. Okay, they're pretty slim, but many, and you'll see some in some of the other pictures, they are actually kind of skinny as well. Because, and this is interesting because in general, especially in developed countries or in somewhat developed countries, you have a thing that goes on that poor people tend to be fatter than the richer people. And you see this, you know what, very well in the United States. In the United States, poor people are usually overweight. They're fatter than rich people. Now, that's because they're poor enough so that they cannot afford the healthier lifestyle and the healthier food, right? And they mostly rely on junk food and such. But they're not poor to a level where they're lacking enough calories. So there's America poor and there's Venezuela poor. When you're Venezuela poor, you're lacking the minimum calories so as to maintain your weight. So that's what happens to a significant number of people. Look at this, you know, quite a bit. You know, some of these, as I was saying, you still have some people that are a bit heavier, but in general, they are quite skinny. And you end up with these situations where you have a supermarket guarded by a guy with an M16, you know, being waiting in line for 8-9 hours to buy basic staples, a bag of rice or pasta or something like that. They form lines. I mean, they managed to create such a chaos. Look something else here, the ID. You see that? This woman has her ID because she has to show it. And they were even using like tattoos or marks in their hands, in fingerprints as means of identification, because they have a limited amount of food that they can actually purchase in the supermarkets. That's at least with the official ones. There's a huge black market. But this is what happens to most of these people. They're just eating out of the garbage. Just going through the garbage. Look how disastrous this place is. I mean, it's deplorable. Look at the conditions, the streets here. Nothing really works in Venezuela. Venezuela is, you know, worst inflation in the planet. Argentina was actually for a long time in number two in that ranking. But it's also Caracas is the murder capital of the world as well. So it's a disaster. And people, you know, are still, you know, charitable in their own way. You know, and this is also important. I think that essentially people are good. And basically, most people are good people. That the thing is that sometimes that they make bad decisions, like voting for the regime that they cannot get rid of right now. That was a bad decision. I don't think that these were all evil people that voted for Chavez. They just didn't know any better, right? Are they responsible? Are they the only ones to blame for what happened to them? Absolutely. No doubt about that at all. Look at this guy, how thin his arms are. I have this right there. Yeah, that's okay. It's a pretty awful situation. And the thing with the dogs as well, animals of course suffer that as well. Now, you may be wondering what happened. This is the example of the black market thing. Lots of products are being imported by what they call like mules or bachaqueros, which is like people carrying stuff back and forth from the borders from nearby countries. Or if they know someone in a supermarket, they buy from the official supermarket at the official ridiculously low prices, right? Which were all kept for a very long time thanks to the money that they got through oil, right? So they buy from those supermarkets and they sell at three times as much price. They sell for three times as much in the black market. So basically, yeah, that's the other lesson. If you have money, in such a place, you survive. There's rich people. You have to respect those that have managed to find a way of making the system work for them. If you've been living in Venezuela for some time and you didn't leave because you're rich, you're wealthy, like these guys. Like these guys here being wealthy, and why would they be living in Venezuela? Well, probably because they're benefiting from it. Probably they have arrangements and they have something worked out with the current regime, and they're milking it. They're making a lot of money out of it. If you had any brains and you had a way of leaving, you probably would have left before, unless you're making a ton of money in Venezuela that you cannot make elsewhere. And at the same time, again, respect for people with money. Even corrupt people that are just found a way to make this work for them, they will be the first ones out of the country if they feel that they are at risk. If they feel that the threat has reached levels that's just too risky for them, they will be jumping on a jet and leaving this place within a matter of hours. At least the smart ones will. Anyone that would have a brain should have left Venezuela a very long time ago. It's unsustainable, this place. So we were talking about the black market thing, and here's how much bolivares you need. These are 60 pounds, 60 pounds, like $70 or $80, give or take. $80 is this ridiculous stack of bolivares. It got to a point right now with the bolivar, with the Bolivian, the Venezuelan currency, that they cannot print it anymore because it's more expensive to actually print these than what they are actually worth. Okay? They reached a point where it's more expensive. They had to stop printing money because they cannot afford to print it anymore. And of course, if you are poor and you are sick, you are screwed in Venezuela. It says here in the article that they cannot afford, hospitals cannot afford toilet paper, let alone supplies, and let alone actual medicine. So yeah, I suppose that if you're some of the richer ones, like we were seeing before, you find ways, or you have maybe a rich people hospital in somewhere in Caracas. Now, you may be wondering, what about people in the country? Because we see all the time in the survival forums and such, like, you need a piece of land and you need to grow your own food, and that's the key to survival. Well, no, I've said it 1,000 times, never get sold, but no. I mean, it's great if you grow your own food and such, but it's not a solution to this kind of mess. It's not a solution in Venezuela, it wasn't a solution in Argentina, it's definitely not a solution in Africa or in Ukraine or anywhere where shit hits the fan bad, like it happens in these places. You don't fix this kind of something this serious just by having a piece of land and growing food. This guy here is actually a farmer, and he has 7 kids and a wife, and they're all working. These are all hard-working people. This guy is Carlos de Parra, 39 years old, and his wife Shoraima, 34 year old. This is all they have to feed the family for the day, a ball of corn flour dough. That's all they have. And this guy has a plot of land and he's growing his food, but it's just not enough. And what the article says, I think it's quite, and this is the only thing else he has, a bag of salt. Okay. And it says, outside Caracas, that's the capital, outside Caracas, the shortages were even more acute. All right? It's even worse outside of that crappy city where there's nothing and people are starving. It's even worse out of it. At the Excelsior Gamma supermarket northeast of the capital, thousands of people jolted and argued in an unruly queue while men armed with machine guns try to keep peace. Okay? Here he has local resident Carlo de Parra and his wife have seven children between the age of 6 and 17. He works as a cleaner and his wife sells street food, but between them they earn just £2 of like $4 or $3 or $4 a week due to spiraling inflation. Living without electricity and running water, the family has so little to eat that they are starving. They're starting to starve. In the kitchen cupboard there was nothing but a bag of salt. In the fridge was just a few moldy limes and a fist-sized lump of dough in a pot. Lunch for all 7 kids, the ball that we saw before. And listen to this. I grow corn, beans, and yam, but it's not enough for us. And a worm is eating the crops. Okay? And this guy, this farmer, says, I have no money for pesticides or fertilizers. Think about this for a second. Okay? The guy is growing his you know, he's working his garden, but there's no supplies for working this. You guys in the United States think, well, I just go to the nearest Walmart and buy whatever I need. But keep in mind, we're talking about a place that they cannot stock dry pasta, flour, or rice in the freaking shelves. How much do you think you're going to be finding pesticides for whatever is eating your crops, or fertilizers that you may need, or seeds, or any of the other supplies that you need for actual farming? All right. Now, let's even suppose that by some miracle you manage to do without the pesticides that are eating his crops. Let's suppose that you somehow find a way to make it work in spite of all that. You know what's going to be happening? The government, may that be Chavez or now Maduro, whoever that is, he's going to be watching that and he's going to be saying, you know what? We'll take it from you. We'll take it away from you. Because as long as there's a road leading to wherever it is that you are, someone will know what you're doing. Someone will realize that you're growing stuff and you're doing well, and they'll steal it from you. Because that's, again, the main problem with these governments, with these authoritarian regimes, is that they are corrupt. That's, in essence, the problem. You cannot stay away from that by just growing stuff in your farm. It just doesn't work that way. And here, this is actually quite interesting, where it's being explained what's the problem. So, if you're wondering, why is it that given how fertile the land is and the climate is fantastic for growing crops, why are people starving in Venezuela? And here is the answer. So if Venezuela's small farmers are cultivating crops, why has Venezuelan food production stagnated and actually declined in per capita terms? And here is this. To answer that question, you would need to speak to farmers who are not rich, but who have slightly more land and whom Venezuela used to rely to grow food for the market. Eligio Lucena rents a few hectares of land and employs up to 12 people to cultivate potatoes. He says the government's tight controls on imports have made it impossible to get hold of seeds and fertilizer. Again, the same problem. It's crippling us. Many people around here have the land all prepared for sowing, but we cannot get hold of the seeds. His father, Jose, used to herd sheep, goats, and pigs, but they say that the government's price controls destroy his business. So you have your homestead, right? The survival is with his homestead. You're growing stuff, and you go to sell it to a market, and suddenly a cop shows up, or a truck full of military personnel shows up and tells you, you know what? You're selling at the wrong price. We're going to be taking away your stuff. And what are you going to be doing? Fighting everyone, fighting the government in every corner? Chavez sold meat so cheaply he was practically giving it away, and no one round here would buy my pork anymore. They destroyed the national industry. They destroyed the farmers. Many basic foodstuffs such as maize, flour, rice, beans, milk, and eggs are in such short supply that they are now rationed by the state. The government blames the shortages on the economic war by big landowners and food companies, which it says are refusing to produce and distribute food in order to undermine the left-wing government. It gets to a point, I mean, Chavez and Maduro, these guys don't understand that you cannot just tell a producer, you know, sell, you know, your pig for $1 or whatever. If it doesn't work, if it's unviable financially speaking, it's just impossible for him to do so. He will just close his business and do something else, because you cannot just force reality with orders. But this chart is rejected by Carlos, the president of the Venezuelan Federation of Cattle Ranchers. If we had wanted to destabilize the government, they wouldn't have been in power for the last 17 years, would they? The real problem, he says, is that while the world oil price, and this is interesting, guys, oil prices were high, the government relied on food imports, which were sold at such low prices that it was impossible for Venezuelan farmers to compete. Because they had oil, they could afford to subsidize the imports of food in such a way that it was sold unrealistically cheaper, and that destroyed the national industry. Do you see where this is going? Okay, so again, the core problem of politics, and it's not a right-wing or a left-wing thing. A lot of you guys watching this may be of the right-wing leaning side of politics. I myself may be a little bit on that side as well. I describe myself more of a center-right libertarian, so I should put it some way. But I don't have a problem with someone that is honest and claims to be left-wing. I don't have a problem with someone that is honest and claims to be right-wing or center. I have a problem with someone that is corrupt. That's the lesson I learned from these two sons of bitches, because that was the thing in common. Right wing, left wing, the thing in common, these were extremely rich, extremely corrupt. Those two things I know will ruin a country for you. You can be socialist and be freaking Norway, and you're not going to be living in a shack like this in Norway or Sweden. And even though they have more of a social type of political views of things, and yeah, sometimes maybe a little bit more pro-capital in the old school type of way, which I like better, not the version of today of capitalism, which is just a mixture of whatever fits the agenda best to make the elite as rich as possible, using many times very socialistic ways of taking people's money. But going back to the topic here, guys, I think these are very important, valuable lessons that we can learn from what's happened in Venezuela. And you have, you know, this woman here buying two loaves of bread.
And good evening, this is the station manager, Scotty Reed, sitting in for Dave of Tando Radio Show as we get ready to conclude our live broadcasting on the station. We won't have any more live programming until Sunday. That will be Sunday with Time for Awakening Radio when we pick up their broadcast on the station at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 6 Central, and 4 o'clock on Pacific. So, of course, over the weekend, we will be running programming. Still working on uploading more programming. Am interested, again, in independent artists out there who are trying to get their R&B or hip-hop music. Of course, it's got to adhere to the code of the station, and so we're not playing no gangster rap or nothing like that. All right, so that concludes broadcasting. I do want to encourage you to check out the new BTRCommunity.com platform. Just an alternative source for you to connect with black people online. So check that out, BTRCommunity.com. And, of course, check out the other stations. The other stations there, I'm sure, will be live programming on some of the other stations that you will find on BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com. So make sure that you share the platform and invite other people. Share those podcasts. And, of course, always make sure that you support the platform through the various means that we have for you to do that. So that wraps up Tando Radio Show. Peace and blessings to all. Y'all be safe.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all.